The content of this program is meant for educational purposes only, because knowledge is power. However, the controversial subject matter discussed may not necessarily reflect the views of this station, its management, staff, or its advertisers. Change only happens when we, the people, become part of the solution. That's why more and more patriotic Americans are tuning in to the Power Hour. Now, here's your host, Dave Krieger.
Pleasant good Friday morning, 8 a.m. Central Time where we are. I've got some key takeaways from the Supreme Court arguments in the Trump ballot case, and it doesn't look too good for those six people in Colorado that brought this lawsuit. I think they're going to rule in favor of Trump. But in the meantime, before we discuss it, let's go back to the phones. Tom in Ohio, you've been holding for a while. Thanks for holding and staying on the line with us. What say you?
Good morning, Dave. Your last caller that just said everything's connected. You know, he couldn't be more right about that. It's just they all make deals, and was Putin guarded in that interview? Yes, he was, because he's got his handlers, too. Just like Donald J. Trump has his handlers. You know, they're all connected, Dave. I mean, one way or another, they might have good intentions going in, but they can only go so far. Or they're going to get taken out, go for a short ride in a convertible.
Oh, yeah. So do you think that this situation, Tom, do you think that because of the fact that this was so very guarded, do you believe that Tucker was over there to try to destroy the Western media narrative?
Well, yeah, that's what CNN says, so it must be true.
You know, but see, they'll admit it, and that's what's so funny. CNN says it, so it must be true. Oh, my.
But, you know, I've been following this stuff for a long, long time, Dave. And, you know, back when Russia supposedly invaded Ukraine, they took RT off the air. And not just in the United States, but they took it off in a lot of countries because they were putting out the truth there. I mean, you could see the videos and of the Ukrainians killing civilians. And that went on since 2015 when John McCain and Victoria Nuland went over there and threw out the democratically elected leader of Ukraine and put Zelensky in. I brought this up on your show before. You can find it. Watch Ukraine Burning. It will give you a nice overview of probably the same thing, because I haven't seen the interview yet, but I'll be watching it here shortly. I'm going to guess that Putin is saying the same thing as in Ukraine Burning. It's a documentary.
Right. Well, he basically, you know, said it was a civil war. He pointed out that the CIA undermined him. Boris Johnson undermined it. They were trying to have a peace, some sort of peace accord with Zelensky. That was, he's talked about it repeatedly, about the Minsk agreement, and Boris Johnson came in and talked him out of it. So, again, you know, it's political tit for tat, but, you know, again, I, after watching the entire thing for 2 hours, I'm just like, yep. You know, was Tucker in over his head? I don't think so. I think that just Putin was very matter of fact, and it was something that Tucker wasn't used to. And I think Tucker was a little bit, you know, intimidated by the by his demeanor, especially when he said, look, are we going to have a serious conversation or not? Tucker's like, oh, I just got put in my place by the Soviet premier. Oh, my. You know, I mean, but, you kind of look back at that stuff and it's like, OK, you know, we get it. We know why he was over there trying to destroy the narrative. And people just, you know, you have to take from it what you take from it. And that's why we have open lines here. So I appreciate that, Tom. Appreciate your call. Chance in West Virginia. Good morning, sir.
Yes, good morning, Dave Meister. Can you hear me?
I can. Go ahead.
Okay. Dave, I'd like to change the topic for a moment, if I may, if it's okay with you.
Sure.
Okay, you know that gentleman you had on for your last half hour yesterday, Conrad Black?
Yep.
Well, I don't know if you did your research into this guy, but when I heard his name, I did a little digging through my extensive library. Mm-hmm. Okay, and now, did you know that there was a Conrad M. Black that belonged to the Trilateral Commission? And this is according to None Dare Call It Conspiracy book, okay?
Ah.
Now, I'm not sure if it's him
Chance.
Or if it's his father, but it's a coincidence. Conrad
well,
M. Black.
You know what Conrad's middle name is? Moffat.
Yeah, well, I don't know if this one here is his father or if it's him. I would presume it's his father because this dates back. But let me tell you what it says. He was a chairman of the Argus Corporation Limited in Toronto, and he was a chairman of the Norsen Energy Resources Limited in Canada. Now, this guy, Conrad M. Black, his name is kept out of the media much, more or less. But when that name came up, I did digging.
Okay.
And he's a big mover and shaker in the New World Order. See, so just because they have a conservative bent doesn't mean that they're not in on the New World Order is the point I'm making. As a matter of fact, Tex Mars had a lot to say about this Conrad M. Black about 25, 30 years ago. And if you dig, you'll find out. So I don't know how much research you did before you had him on, Dave.
Well, no, that was basically because of the fact he had a book out that we had him on. And we didn't talk too much about the book, which was basically a historical look back at what happened during Roman times in 14 BC. You know, that's basically why he was there. We just happened to get into a conversation about what was going on in Israel and why things were the way they were. The conversation just steered in that direction. So if it was
according to my research, though, I wouldn't personally trust the man, be honest with you. Of course, and I know I could find more information on it, but I have too big of a library to go digging. But this here should be enough, like I said,
sure.
to raise doubts about his true intentions, I believe.
Okay. All right. Was there anything to tell you, Dave?
Now,
no, Chance, I got a question.
Have a great weekend.
Chance, don't run away. I got a question for you. When you did your research on this guy, and what was it in particular that he said that tipped you off that things weren't exactly copacetic?
Well, I'll tell you two points would tick me off. First of all, I remembered the name from years back, okay, that he was connected to the New World Order. That's number one. Number two, his pro-Israel stance. And then he said he was conservative. And I says, well, wait a minute. Let me go check this guy out. There's a lot of things that don't add up, considering the fact that I remembered his name from years back, see? And so
right.
I dubbed, and what I just read you is straight out of None Dare Call It Conspiracy by, what's his name, Allen, Gary Allen.
Right.
And sure enough, Conrad M. Black, Chairman Argus Corporation Limited, Toronto, Chairman Norsen Energy Resources Limited. So in other words, he's part of the New World Order. Now it's easy for these people to claim they're conservative, and I'm sure if I dig in my library, I'll find out about his newspaper publishing interests also. Now, like I said, it might be his son, but isn't it a coincidence, Conrad M. Black?
Yeah, it is a coincidence, and I'll tell you what.
How many Conrad M. Blacks are there, see?
Yeah, no, I get it, Chance, and here's the thing. If it was him, and he is a member of the Trilateral Commission, I mean, how close can you get to the evil powers than that? I mean, he's there on our show, and he's a member of the Trilateral.
Right, Dave,
I mean, good God, you know?
That's why I had to bring this up. I don't trust him. I think he is the son of the original Conrad M. Black, who's a big mover and shaker in the environmental movement. And this was way back then in the 70s.
Sure.
So I just wanted to bring that to your attention now. Thank you for taking my call, Dave.
No, I appreciate that. Thanks. I'm glad we're all on the lookout here. This is a good thing. This is why we have listeners calling into the show, folks. That's why you have freedom of speech here. That's why if you hear something that bothers you, I told you I wanted you to call the show and have a comment about it and tell me why. Give me the why. So you just did. Good for you. Watchdog, how are you?
I'm all right. You want to turn the speakerphone off? You there?
I'm here.
All right. I don't know where to start.
you got a lot there, huh?
Ezekiel 38:39 is the battle of Esau and Jacob, Gog and Magog. And that battle is fought when Christ gets back, the same time that Armageddon is fought in Jehoshaphat, Valley of Jehoshaphat, north of Jerusalem. That's after they get here. But Russia does attack the United States across the Bering Strait into the plains of Alaska. That's written. But that's at the end. And like I said, God fights that battle. And when he's fighting that, that's when they stand up in Revelation 11:11, the two witnesses, when they stand up, the Holy Spirit's back on this earth, and all these supernatural things are going to happen in the sight of men. And then when Christ sets his feet on the Mount of Olives, we all go into spirit bodies. I want everybody to understand that. When he gets back, we all go into spirit. It's over for the flesh. And one other thing, the mark of the beast. The giving suck and nursing along a baby and giving suck is a cliche to the mark of the hand. It's not anything you're going to see. It's when they get here, it's believing that he is Christ and doing the work of his church. The New World Order is going to be a religious order, his religion. And he's going to bring his own government, put 10 people in charge, 10 kings of the earth will relinquish their authority over to the 10 fallen kings, and you know, it'll go on 4 or 5 months from there. But I wanted to get that point across. It's not a mark in the hand. It's nothing you're going to see. It's not knowing. If you want to know the real mark of the beast, Revelation 9 is the real mark of the beast. Read it slow. Because God sent Satan down here to do a certain thing, and that is to get all of those who do not have the seal of God in their forehead.
Okay.
So no one
understands that. I understand that. Revelation 9, I made a note of it here in my notes. Anybody watching me live stream saw me pick up my pen, my fader, and write that down. So I appreciate your chiming in this morning. Bill in Illinois, you're back. What say you?
I mentioned about Conrad Black. I believe he's a globalist. He comes on one of the radio shows over here, and anybody who glorifies Eisenhower, Churchill, FDR, that's a big red flag to me. Eisenhower was nothing but a genocidal maniac. So was Churchill, and FDR was running the show. A lot of people don't understand it.
I do have a question about Eisenhower, because he did have that speech where he said, beware of the military-industrial complex. Was he part of the very thing that he was condemning?
Oh, sure he was. Sure he was. You remember the book Target Patton that came out in the mid-2000, like 2005 or so? They were behind, the USS was all behind Patton's death and murder. And the thing about it is, Patton had it all figured out what they were doing in the end. Patton said, we fought the wrong enemy. It was Russia. Mm. It was, you know, and they were scared of Patton because they thought he was going to come back here, run for president, and win. And so they had him
probably would have
knocked off. But you have to read that book, Target Patton. They slowly pushed that guy out. He actually talked with the assassin that was involved in that, you know, and stayed with him for a while. It's a long story. But anyway, Eisenhower, look at his Ryan Reynolds prison camps. They murdered millions of German prisoners of war after the war between France, United States, Russia, and England. They just starved them to death. And they wouldn't allow food or anything. Look into Ryan Reynolds'
mind. Well, I do remember that.
He was all behind that. And this was after the war. 8 million people died, civilians, men, women, and children. And look at the there's a show that was coming out called Combat Dealers. And in it, they showed this one. It was like a bomb. It was a maybe about 18 inches long, maybe 2 inches round. It was they were dropping these by the thousands on the cities. And what they would do, they were so heavy, they had a cement casing and a metal bottom. They would go right through the roof and ignite the building and burn it down. That's why all those buildings were burned down from the inside out. They just a genocidal thing about killing civilians and everything during that war. And it's just ridiculous, you know. But yep. That's the way they were. They didn't care about people back then. They don't care about them now.
Okay.
But that Conrad Black, I don't trust them at all.
You know, Bill, I'll tell you what. I wish you and Chance and everybody else would have called the show yesterday and said, are you a member of the Trilateral Command? I really wish you would have called them on the carpet. I would have loved to have seen the reaction. Oh, my.
Oh, boy.
Always.
He probably wanted it.
Boy, you talk about controversy. Everybody in the media would have been talking about that. Hijacking the show. The listeners let him have it. See, I'm glad you guys are calling up now, but I wish you would have done it yesterday. I appreciate it, Bill. Thanks. Kevin in Ohio, good morning, sir.
Good morning, Dave, everyone listening. Bill's right on. But I would suggest people go to the book or the you can see it on YouTube, Operation Keelhaul, and Eisenhower was part of that. England, Canada, United States, he's right. They killed over 8 million people at the end of the war. It's just a horrible story. And Tucker Carlson, him interviewing the people on the streets of Moscow, he wasn't talking to multicultural people, was he? He was talking to people, nothing like we have here. And I saw that. My eyes were open when I started going to Belarus in 2000. I was a couple hundred miles from Moscow several times. And I felt like I was home.
Wow.
I really did.
So
yeah, people.
Kevin, did you have a chance to watch the interview yet?
No, but I've got excerpts from it.
Okay.
And I'm so glad that people will be able to have the opportunity to see what it's like from the Russian perspective in its, you know, truncated way, in a way he can't release. But he was very personal about the happening in St. Petersburg. Very, very personal. And that needed to get out because
it did.
We're just not aware. Yeah.
No, nope,
it really
we
does.
Aren't aware.
Yeah. You know, they started at what, 900? You know, how many years more than our country? And
that's
just,
why you got the history lesson.
Yeah, that's why I got it. And it's wow, man, I'm really glad that people will be able to look at that.
And yeah, me too.
I do.
It's a whole different perspective, though, Kevin, you know, because now that we're having this conversation, you know, Tucker, I mean, it took a lot of guts to go over there. But, you know, when I saw the actual interview, and I hope you get a chance to watch it, a lot of people are probably thinking that Tucker was out of his league or he was intimidated because this, like I said, wasn't the same kind of reception that he got from Viktor Orban in Hungary. But you've been to Belarus, and so you know the Russian culture. And I really believe that the Russian people do not want, like the U.S. people, our American citizens do not want what these leaders are projecting. And it doesn't matter which country it is. They don't want war. They want to live in peace. They want to be able to work and have a decent job and have a great living and retire and live in peace. That's all they want. That is the same thing over there as over here, isn't it?
Oh, it's absolutely true. Yeah, it's true. Yeah, I still communicate to Belarus, and that's exactly what they want. Yeah.
Wow.
It's really good that some enlightening may occur here.
Yeah, I love
Thank
it.
You
See,
very...
and yeah, appreciate it, Kevin. Thank See, that's the thing. You know, God bless you, man. I'm glad that you were there and you can share this with us. It is a strange world we live in. And, you know, the more that we put our faith in these governments, the more we're going to be disappointed. Jeff in North Carolina. Good morning, sir.
Hey, Hey, good morning, Dave. I wanted to tell you, I'm just sitting back listening here. I wasn't sure if I was called, but you got some really good callers bringing up some really good points, Dave. I just wanted to comment on a couple things. This one caller that called a few calls ago talking about Russia coming over the north, from the north, through the cold. That is in prophecy. That guy made a very good point. I wonder how many people really understand that, Dave, or believe that.
Well, it says Revelation 9 is what Watchdog was telling me to go look up. So I'm going to do that. I'm going to do some research into Revelation 9.
Yeah. That guy was. I don't have all the scripture at the tip of my fingers here. That's right on. That is what's going to happen here, and not that far away. And people, I don't think a lot of people realize that how deep we are into the last day scenario in the end times. And I just wish that people would wake up more, maybe get their nose in the Bible a little more. I'm not passing judgment on anybody, believe me. But another point I have, Dave, is. And the awareness of some of your callers, like the guy that just called and said that one guy was part of the New World Order, he did the research. Here's a point, Dave. If you watch some of these people on TV, or if you see them in the news, or you see pictures of them, a lot of them are flashing the Masonic hand signs down by their waist and in their coats and around their belt. I mean, you've seen that before, right, Dave?
I wasn't really paying much attention to it because, my word of knowledge and word of wisdom weren't kicking in at the time. And there may be a reason for that. I wasn't meant to see it.
Yeah. Well, Dave, I know, you know what you're doing, and you're very smart and everything. Well, I mean, if you pay attention to it, I know you would see it, just like a lot of your calls. I mean, if you pay attention to this stuff that these elite people and these high-level people are doing, you're going to see the stuff. I mean, you've heard the term hidden in plain sight, and mm-hmm. that is exactly what is going on. But let me make one more point here, and I'll get off, Dave. The bottom line is that Russia and these other countries are just getting tired of NATO. And NATO is going to push these countries into so much anger that they're just going to retaliate. Now, that's what's coming down here. Even the allies are going to turn from us as far as the NATO stuff. So anyway, Dave, I'm thank you for the time, and I love listening to your show. Thank you.
We appreciate it, Jeff. This is the one thing about Article 5. I think they know that the United States, because we're a member of NATO and we signed that agreement with them, that the bigger problem is that if they invoke Article 5 and see this is what's going to push us, I believe, into an increased conflict, if not all-out nuclear war. And this is one of the reasons why Medvedev said what he said. Even in light of the upcoming interview, because he made these comments before the interview with Tucker and Putin. All right. So I really enjoyed watching it. It was informative, but it was very somewhat sanitized and very guarded because Putin is a politician. First and foremost, he comes from intelligence background and he's not going to say stuff that's going to be picked apart and made 10-second sound bites out of. By our mainstream media over here. He was very careful about what he said, and he needed the historical. He needed to get that perspective out, which is why he was a little annoyed with Tucker when Tucker interrupted him. That's why he said what he said, because he got a little bit intimidated because he said, look, are we going to have a serious conversation or not? Because I'm trying to tell you the reason, the backstory. He wanted to tell him the backstory so bad about history. That's why he gave him the packet. What other Soviet leader would hand an American journalist a packet of information and say, here, go through this, read it, translate it into English. You'll see what I'm talking about. I mean, that was huge. I'm like sitting there going, oh, my God, you believe this? Putin is handing Tucker Carlson a complete dossier of their history of Russia. I mean, Tucker will go have it analyzed. Trust me. His producers are probably looking through it right now, trying to get translated. Crazy, isn't it? Brady, you're on. Go ahead.
Yeah, good morning, Dave. Thank God for that interview. Finally, a lot of people got their eyes open because when your caller said RT was banned in the beginning, it's not banned. You can get on RT right now. But you watch that when they do their shows and their podcast or their broadcasts from Russia, those are 100% truthful. You can try and sit down and see if you can find something that's false, but they don't have time for propaganda like the Western media in this country does. Everything that we're fed in this country, I'd say 95% of all the media organizations on are in this country is a pile of BS. You know it yourself.
Yeah, there's Mike in Alaska, you're joining Brady here. Mike in Alaska, Brady, you two, man, I'm telling you, it's the tag team back again.
All right. Hey, good morning, Brady. Good morning, Dave. Good morning, Todd. Thanks for putting them on. Yeah, Brady, you're right. There's only one news channel that was worth watching. I tune into them. One American News, OAN, is on it. And Newsmax, they're owned by Ruddy, Chris Ruddy. He's a rhino. He's a Clinton Foundation donor. He donated $1 million. So anyway, yeah, Brady, you know it, Brady. Putin, I'm so impressed with Putin, way more now than ever. He would make a better president than Biden for the United States. I hate to say it, but it's true. I would vote for Biden. I would vote for Putin. I say, let's write him in. Everybody write in Putin, and we'll show Biden on his primary who's boss. But guess what? Another thing I thought of, Dave, all those people coming over, Brady and I talk about this so many times, they're pure blood. They're not getting the vax for a reason. They're going to use these guys for the war coming. We're going to need a lot of blood for the battle wounds in the war that's coming. And I think that's one of the reasons that they're here besides taking over our country. But think about it. How many people have invaded this country?
It's the military age guys that are here. And I would wonder whether or not our government is going to offer them a deal and say, look, you're here. You join the military and you fight for the United States and we'll figure out a way to make you a citizen. In a lot of cases. Where's the battle? Is the battle going to be here on U.S. soil? Is that what this is all about?
For sure. I think it's going to be in strategic cities and strategic states like swing states where they're going to cut the money off. They're going to cut their cards, keep their phones on, and send them to the nearest storefront where they're going to lay up some. There's not going to be a storefront left in any major city. Minneapolis, forget about it. Forget Minneapolis. It's gone.
And the cops, this is what I'm afraid of. The same thing that happened with Katrina is going to happen in all these blue state cities. The cops are just going to run. They're saying, you know what? I didn't sign up for this, they're going to get the hell out of Dodge.
In Louisiana, they were looting the people. The cops were holding up the people, looting them.
Wow, that's crazy. Okay, guys, I appreciate
that. I want to bring up the governor of California, that Holcomb. You saw what she put in there yesterday, just like they're doing across when all these people are invading this country. Their whole goal is to infiltrate the workforce and replace the workers, American workers, with these immigrants.
Yep, and cheaper labor, too. Brady, thanks for your call. Mike, appreciate you joining in. We're going to be back, and, of course, we have an RN we're planning on having come on the show, Danielle Baker. And stay with us. We'll be right back.
Hi, everyone. This is Catherine, producer of The Power Hour. Not very many of you know that I suffer from an autoimmune disease, and one product that I depend on daily is Global Healing Center's organic plant-based selenium. Selenium is essential for optimal endocrine and immune function and for moderating the inflammatory response. Not only that, but this essential trace mineral plays a vital role in promoting a healthy thyroid, maintaining cardiovascular health, and supporting metabolism. This expertly crafted supplement is extracted from the mustard seed plant. It is vegan-friendly and highly bioavailable, ensuring optimal absorption of this powerful antioxidant. So whether or not you're dealing with an autoimmune disorder like me, or you simply want to boost your immune function, I recommend you try Global Healing Center Selenium from The Power Mall. It's available by going to thepowermall.com or by calling 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829.
Come to the Power Mall today and purchase Mediterranean Black Seed Oil from North American Urban Spice. Exclusively from the genetic source and never standardized. Cold-pressed, it's so good it supports cardiovascular, respiratory, immune, digestive, neurologic health, and so much more. Said to be good for everything but death itself, come find the best prices on Black Seed capsules or 8-ounce varieties when you visit thepowermall.com. Or call 877-817-9829 to purchase.
Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour. There's something really fun and exciting about discovering products that make life more pleasant and enjoyable. Well, Miracle 2 soaps definitely fit that description. The shelves at the supermarket are packed with soaps and cleansers that are full of chemicals that slowly destroy our health and the environment. Miracle 2 products are all natural, like the green soap that can replace your bath, laundry, household soaps, and cleaning products. And please try Miracle 2's skin lotion. It's quickly absorbed and not greasy like all those other mass-produced lotions. Miracle 2 moisturizer is full of fabulous oils and emollients that leave the skin healthy and baby soft. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. Just call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. You'll learn why so many people say it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with oil of oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that oil of oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829.
Many Americans are growing increasingly concerned about the rapidly growing U.S. government deficits. Recognizing the additional printing of paper money devalues U.S. currency. To compensate, American gold and silver coins will provide wealth protection. U.S. Coin Capital provides physical gold and silver coins delivered directly to our clients. You can reach us at 1-800-878-2646, uscoincapital.com.
Hi, this is Linda from the Power Mall. I would like to tell you about a product that I personally take and recommend. I was very drawn to the Bone Active Topical Rub because I want to build healthy bones and prevent age-related bone loss, which so many of my friends have. Bone Active Oil contains three of the most potent mountain herbal oils known to man: sage, rosemary, and oregano. I rub it on my joints and on the bottom of my feet, and an added bonus is that it smells amazing. Not only is it potent by just rubbing it on the body, but also can be taken internally. Take advantage of the research. Use Bone Active rubbing oil and capsules to support a healthy overall bone density response. I'd love to talk with you more about this product. Call me at 877-817-9829 or learn more by visiting thepowermall.com.
Friends. And you are my friends. Thank you for your patronage. The Power Mall is now open. 877-817-9829 is the number to call to keep us on the air. You know, and one of the reasons why, you know, we try to, and I, God bless all you callers. For the first, you know, the second half of the first hour and the first half of the second hour. I got that out. Man, I just love it when people blast their phone lines, and it's good. I just wish you'd have done it when Conrad was on. But I'll tell you something. It's good that you're all in the know. And the one thing, you know, we try to keep up on top of things, and I understand that you probably are all COVIDed to death. You know what we've been doing. We've been talking about the Rife machine as a means of helping people overcome these maladies. And I've got an interview with Michelle Michaels coming up next week on the Rife machine. She's going to explain that. We sell it at the Power Mall. You buy that and you buy the pad and you lay on it and you'd be surprised what it has the ability to cure. That's if you have your, if, you know, if you don't put your faith in modern medicine. Now we have to tell you, our next guest put her faith in modern medicine and it let her down. And I'm sorry for that. years ago, when I started watching all this unfold and friends of mine were dropping after getting the second Pfizer shot and their families were burying them and they were in complete denial that the shot had anything to do with it. And we warned them, please don't do this. And they went out and got J&J anyway. And I'm like, no, you're not paying attention. You're not awake. And, you know, the sad part of the equation is so many people, 220 million Americans, believed everything their government told them, capitulated to the whims of their employers. One such person we have on the show is Danielle Baker. She goes by the Coerced Nurse on Skype. She joins us live, and I'm going to warn you, she's having a hard time breathing and speaking, so you're going to have to pay very close attention to what's going on. And, you know, there are a lot of people had to make a decision. Take the jab or lose your job. And Danielle, welcome to the show, for starters.
Thank you for having me. I really appreciate it.
First off, I want to say I'm sorry what happened to you.
I
know you don't want my pity. We're not having a pity party here. I understand that. You're very upset because of everything that's happened. You've got two Pfizer shots, and now you've got transverse myelitis. Now, for those of you that don't know what it is, I pulled this up from Johns Hopkins. It's a neurological condition. Now, we told everybody years ago when I was doing my show in Florida that you were going to see a huge rash of prion-related diseases, neurological disorders, start to come up because of all these jabs. We told you this 2 years ago. We had Judy Mikovits on the show. You know, I've spent countless hours with her. I've had dinner with her. We've talked countless about all of the stuff that's going to happen, and it's manifesting itself big time. And what happens is both sides of the same section of the spinal cord become inflamed, and the inflammation can damage the myelin, the fatty substance that covers the nerves. The loss of it often leads to spinal cord scarring that blocks nerves' impulses. It results in physical problems. It's a relatively rare disease, but not anymore, not with this jab. This is a problem, and we have so many people out there that are dropping dead of the stuff. Insurance companies are wondering why we have all these young people dropping dead. The numbers are just blowing the actual actuarial tables out of the water. And now we actually have a victim of this that is willing to come on and talk about it. And you want justice.
I do. I want justice for everyone that was put into a situation similar to mine. You know, for my story, I hadn't yet been mandated. My former employer actually threatened to take away our health benefits related to COVID. And I actually had a deadline that if I didn't take it, that they would strip benefits. There was no option for exemption. I had decided in December of 2020, I didn't want it. I had already had COVID. But I was newlywed. I carried insurance for my two special needs children and myself. And I thought that I had the support of my employer through an email that said, if something happens, we'll support you. And that didn't happen. And so, you know, I'm trying to hold my employer accountable for the damage that they've caused.
So the thing is Ohio Hospice, Ohio's Hospice, you were a certified hospice nurse in palliative care, and this is basically taking care of the elderly, and you've been doing this for 20 years, according to what the show notes say, and you spent the last 17 years caring for patients in hospice. I've experienced it because of the fact my mother, adopted mom, went through this before she passed. She was in hospice care when she died at 95. But the thing is that she didn't, I don't believe, got the COVID shot. She just had all these other elderly conditions, these diseases that you've seen the elderly get, and died of natural causes. The unfortunate thing is that we had a doctor on board that was prescribing her stuff that she wasn't even her doctor, and she was prescribing her Ativan out of hospice. I could have had her medical license, but I chose to be nice. And just say, please, you know, you made this mistake one time. You better be paying attention, because these elderly people, this is like elder abuse. And I know you know that full well, of being a hospice care nurse, what constitutes elder abuse. So The thing is that, you know, to sit there like this hospice care center did and then order you was the excuse. Well, you're taking care of elderly patients and you've had COVID and we just can't hurt grandma. Is that that's the story you got?
Bingo. Yeah.
And God.
Some of the things that went into my decision also is, you know, I took care of people in the assisted living I was contracted to, and I saw the lockdowns and what it was doing to our greatest generation. People weren't dying of COVID. People were dying because of isolation. They couldn't see their families. They couldn't have that touch. And I was one of the few that didn't hesitate to go in and to, you know, tell somebody that, and they weren't even maybe my patient, that I'm here, I'll bring you something, tell me what you need. If left hospice, who would still advocate for those people? That was one of my other fears when I was backed into a corner, because I saw what the lockdowns were doing to people. You know, I saw the mass busing to get injected and told you have to do this or you can't see your loved ones, and it broke everything. It broke me. It broke my heart.
I understand that. And this is 2.5 weeks after the second shot. I mean, one of the people I know down in Florida got his second Pfizer shot, courtesy of the VA, by the way. 2 days later, he dropped dead of a heart attack in his chair watching TV. And his whole family was in complete denial that that's what caused it. Now, we know better. Now, you have a lawsuit that you have filed through workers' compensation because of what happened here. And, of course, you had a hospice care center. Well, we had every right to give everybody order, everybody to get the jab. And of course, Judge Jeanine Pratt, who is the judge in your case, disagreed with them, and the case is moving forward. That's a good sign.
Yeah, absolutely. We had to put the case on hold at the end of last year because not only had it affected my spinal cord, it put me into heart failure. It's affecting my lungs now. And so we had to put the case on hold, but we are awarded a trial by jury, you know, a jury of my peers to decide if I have the right to hold them accountable for what has happened. And we believe that it's going to be in our favor because more and more every day people are realizing what is done.
Right. Well, the thing is, too, is the jury needs to see you in your condition and understand exactly what caused it. And they're the proximity of the after effects, the adverse event that happened. This happens in such close proximity to the jab. And these jabs were probably administered right there in your hospice care center, I take it?
No, we actually had to go off site, but we were to do it during working hours is what we were instructed to do.
Wow. Boy, that's awful. You know, and the thing is that there are people out there that will say, why didn't you just quit and go somewhere else? Because nurses are in such big demand right now. And I know you love your patients, and that's probably one of the reasons why you cared so much for them that you capitulated to your boss's demands. Would that be a fair statement? I think we lost her. We got her back?
And yes, absolutely. And can you see me?
No, can't. We're having some technical difficulty on this end, folks, but that's not uncommon with Skype. This is the thing. You know, these nurses were put in such precarious positions like other medical healthcare workers. And this is the thing. What am I supposed to do? Am I supposed to come on here and read this little statement about, hang on, it's coming. I got to scroll down so I can read it. But because, you know, we have the FDA and the CDC, which are habitual liars. Please note, the information provided on this site is for informational purposes only and is not intended as a substitute for advice from your physician or other health care professional. This is a real problem we have, folks. I just read you that disclaimer because everybody's got to avoid risking, being sued or taken to task like Dr. Eric Napudi is by the FTC, who's trying to sue him for $5 billion, trying to shut him up. This whole thing, I'm reading a disclaimer on here, but see, nobody bothered to read our coerced nurse, Danielle Baker. Nobody bothered to read her a disclaimer saying your health professional may be lying to you. The people that run your hospice care center might be lying to you. They may know the real outcome and why this jab is here. They're following the narrative because they don't want to get shut down because they're all in this to make money. My mom was in one nursing home after another, and I remember her being locked down during COVID, and they made her wear a mask all the time. And I'm like, take that stupid thing off your face, Mom. You're going to get sicker doing that, wearing that damn mask. Get that off your face. That's why I started calling them face diapers, because they sit there and they hold so much of bacteria and whatnot. You get sicker just wearing the bloody things. When did you start finding out about all the truth of all of this? Was it right after you got the second jab? Did that all of a sudden something just sink in? I mean, when did you have your awakened moment?
Actually, in 2020, when Operation Warp Speed began, I didn't trust it. I felt everything went through too fast. And then, of course, after I had the reaction, that's when I really went down and did research. And to address your question before I lost connection, sorry about that. But yes, absolutely. You know, my patience was one of the reasons that, you know, I moved forward with it. And again, I thought I was doing what I needed to do to take care of my family. You know, we knew mandates were coming. We knew all that was coming. And I had a false promise given to me by my work. So if I could go back and change it, obviously I would, but I have adopted through, you know, silent meditation and praying. I strongly believe that I am in this scenario so I can be an advocate and help others. You know, if this is the infliction, this is my cross to carry. I'm going to do now with it what I can to help. And I've accepted that, and I am okay with it. You know, not all of God's army are meant to do every single thing the same way. And I think a part of my army is to be inflicted with this in order to bring awareness. Not only do I look the part of a disabled person, I sound it, I live it, and I represent a majority of people that this stuff has happened to.
Well, you do. The thing is your attorney, Warner Mendenhall, I've actually had the pleasure of interviewing at the Halt Hospital Homicide Convention in San Antonio last March 25th. And he came over an internet feed on video, and we had a chance to talk. This was the consortium that was meeting in Atlanta at the same time that we were doing the convention in San Antonio. And see, the thing is you weren't at the convention at either one of these conventions, were you?
I was not, no.
So you were still reeling from all of this. And so, you know, when you first started to feel the onset of this neurological disorder, did it all of a sudden just happen at once? All of a sudden you just froze up and became inflamed? I mean, is that what happened? It just hit you suddenly?
The day of my second injection, I had a fall. I had gone to the emergency room within the next 24 hours. I'd asked them, is this related to the shot that I had yesterday? I got an immediate no and was dismissed and discharged within 30 minutes of arriving, without any explanation. And it just declined from there. I think about 18 days after the injection, I'd had severe back pain, and systematically over 4 days, I lost my ability to essentially walk, to function, my bowel and bladder. And that's when it really affected me. Interestingly enough, I refused to go back to the ER, because I knew what would happen if I went. I agreed on an outpatient MRI that showed what was going on. So I had to go back and be admitted. And the ER doctor came in and sat down with us. And he looked at us and said that he was sorry.
And he was sorry? That's medical malpractice, for Christ's sake.
Well, the interesting part about this is that he was actually his sister. Many years ago, helped to develop mRNA technology. And he said it was never meant to be turned into a vaccine. And he's sorry that that had happened. And he's the one that diagnosed me and that directly related it to the vax. I don't even like call it a vaccine, that directly related it to a shot. So because of his bravery to connect it, I have that, you know, that ability to say, yes, this is exactly what caused my problems.
But the thing is that he is going to now do the brave thing and be called to testify at your trial and actually validate what happened to you. Is that right? Is that going to happen?
I'm not sure about that. We're still in the discovery and witness. So I don't have really anything I can say about that.
Well, here's the one thing about personal injury lawsuits. They take a long time to solve, and I'm not sure you have that much time. I mean, anybody that's gotten these jabs, I look at them going, my God, you're a walking time bomb. I mean, anything is possible in your life. I mean, you could go downhill. You might go to sleep and never wake up. I mean, I don't know what's going to happen to you, but I think the other side, what they're doing, they're going to try to drag this thing out as long as they can, so that it's your estate that ends up having to go after the hospital instead because of wrongful death. I mean, these are things that everybody has to face, and you're going through them right now.
Yeah, and with our lawsuit, it is actually a workers' comp lawsuit. So luckily, I guess, in quotation marks, they have a time limit, a time period that they have to have a decision by. But you're absolutely right. My body is falling apart systematically, and it has accelerated in the past 6 months. You know, I went from just having transverse myelitis to now being in the heart failure. You know, my lungs are functioning at 29%, breathing in, 50-something percent breathing out. You know, I can't even get the insurance to pay for my oxygen. I'm fighting that. It's an endless battle, and my body, the rest of it, could give out at any given time.
Now, are you using any, because all of our listeners are big into alternative therapies. We've had Megan Smith on here. We talked about the Rife machine as a means of trying to stop all this, because there are settings for transverse myelitis on the Rife machine. When I had COVID, we were doing nebulizer treatments with a 6-to-1 ratio of saline to food grade hydrogen peroxide, and it was keeping our lungs clean. Are you doing any alternative therapies, or just listening to what see, this is the problem I've got. I'm sorry, Danielle, but all these people that are getting afflicted by this stuff, you know, they were forced to do it. You are awake. There are a lot of people out there. They're running back to the very damn doctors that told them they had to get the shot in the first place, trying to find a cure. And it's like, excuse me, you know, these people are idiots when it comes to this stuff. I mean, look at what your employer did, making you take something that the employer basically was just towing the line to the medical community because they didn't want to get shut down. And now you're the victim here.
Yeah. Absolutely. I have been connected into alternative and homeopathic treatment, hydrogen nebulizers. I have a mixture of treatments. I've actually been in contact with Matt Rife, and he's looking into sending me a travel machine. You know, the biggest problem is we're in financial dires. We don't have the money to pay for good treatment. And that's where a lot of us are up against the wall. You know, we want to have those treatments, but it's the financial aspect of it that allows us, or that stops that. I had some wonderful people that have helped supported me. And, you know, I have gone through several different protocols. In my case, unfortunately, it hasn't assisted me as far as stopping the progression. but I have, you know, been able to control symptom management with, hydrogen peroxide and nebulizers. I'm in contact with like Dr. Bain, Scott Miller, so many wonderful creative fighter doctors that I can just pick up the phone, tell them what's going on, and they'll help me as much as they can. So there's a wonderful wealth of knowledge out there if you're willing to look at it.
Right. Now, they have obviously assessed everything that's been going on, and they've seen the prognosis. Is there any hope for recovery from this thing, or did they not see a good outcome? I mean, I hate to be morbid here, but I mean, everybody I know is dropping dead, for crying out loud.
I chuckle because I actually got a phone call over this past weekend that they're referring me to palliative care, which indicates to me that they don't believe that I'm going to recover. But I'm too feisty. I'm not going to just lay down, roll over, and say I'm done. Not going to happen.
Well, you keep fighting. Daniel Baker, thanks so much for joining us. We're out of time for this segment. Folks, I know we ended on a down note. I don't want to be a bummer. Well, all you got to do, we want you to pray for Danielle, if you would, that she can hang on and fight the good fight. In the meantime, we will be back next Monday with more of the Power Hour. We appreciate your calls today, folks. God bless you. God bless the United States of America. Stay safe. Fight the good fight. See you Monday. Righteous, I keep it Yahweh, the three in one, keep it Yahweh.
Harmful organisms are everywhere, affecting your health and well-being. Fortunately, there's a solution. Paratrax is a unique formula designed to help create an environment that's hostile to invading organisms. Made with a blend of herbs and other natural ingredients such as wormwood, which has often been used in traditional medicine as a dewormer. If unwanted organisms are affecting your health, Paratrex can help bring it all back in balance. Order today from thepowermill.com or call 877-817-9829. Are you tired of trying to figure out how to get all your fruits and vegetables into your busy lifestyle? OptiVita Complete Essentials provides you with 22 whole food vitamins and minerals, 29 fruits and vegetables, probiotics, antioxidants, and botanicals for ultimate health and nutrition. 30 individual packs, now less than $3 per day. Get your OptiVita Complete Essentials by calling 877-817-9829 or order online at thepowermall.com.
I don't know where to start. There's so many products you guys offer. I think one of the first things I ever ordered from you guys was your clay. The clay is miraculous. I could not do without that. And the charcoal, you know, you can get yourself in a bathtub to kind of help take the toxins out. So just those two alone, but I could go on to the OptiVita Silver Lozenges. Of course, then the OregaResp and the P73, the oil of oregano, and your Vitamir toothpaste. Again, I could go on and on and on.
Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
My husband is a welder by trade, but he grinds his welding products. And he doesn't wear a helmet or a mask to do that. And he had this cruddy stuff in his lungs, and it just wasn't going away. And I heard you one time talking about the Sera enzyme for the lungs. And my goodness, I mean, he can breathe so much easier, and I don't hear that crud in his lungs. Thank you so very much.
To find out more about this product or others like it, go to our website at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Call 877-817-9829. That number again is 877-817-9829. Jay's standing by to take your call. Now more than ever, we need your support. Buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.